Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good day to you. This is the daily podcast where we devote a few minutes to some of the things that President Donald Trump has said in the last 48 hours so that our grandchildren don't think we were lying. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitish O'Leary. It's the 4th of May, 2020. America hit a tragic new daily high of 2,909 people dead from COVID-19 on Thursday, beating the previous record of 2,471 deaths reported on April the 23rd. With the nation in crisis, former President George W. Bush contributed to the Call to Unite video project with the following message. Let us remember that empathy and simple kindness are essential, powerful tools of national recovery. Let's remember that the suffering we experience as a nation does not fall evenly. Let us remember how small our differences are in the face of this shared threat. The words were set to a video showing images of frontline medical professionals at work fighting the virus. He went on to say, "We are human beings, equally vulnerable and equally wonderful in the sight of God. We rise or fall together, and we are determined to rise." President Trump responded to Mr. Bush's eloquent appeal for unity and community support in a Twitter message where Mr. Trump paraphrased Fox News by tweeting, "Oh, by the way, I appreciate the message from former President Trump, but where was he during impeachment calling for putting partisanship aside?" Mr. Trump then added, "He was nowhere to be found in speaking up against the greatest hoax in American history." President Trump misspelled the two-letter word "by," adding an extra letter and increasing its size by 33%. No other president has increased words' value by this much. To his credit, he's doing a great job with words. However, he used no question mark at the end of the first sentence, prompting many seven-year-olds to wonder, what are they being taught at school? President Trump later retweeted a right-wing website, inferring that while in office running the country, President Obama was plotting against the former game show host that few thought had a chance of winning. The tweet said, "Evidence has surfaced that indicates Barack Obama was the one running the Russian hoax." The second line of the report says, "This would be huge if true." He also praised his Scottish golf resort that has been recognised by the Twitter handle @GolfOne as the best golf course in the UK and Ireland for 2020. The US has more than 1.2 million cases of the coronavirus. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitish O'Leary. May the 4th be with you.
You're going to lose a number of people to the flu, but you're going to lose more people by putting a country into a massive recession or depression. You're going to lose a number of people to the flu.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.